Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, yeah, people do like the NFL.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Although it was pointed out by somebody on the Twitter, and I heard it here a second ago, but I'll paraphrase it. And I know what is the Game of Thorns, whatever that show was.
Yeah, Thorn in Your Side. Yeah.
It's on the HBO, so that's not regular network TV.
Mm-hmm.
But its viewership last night apparently was 13.7 million.
Yeah.
For the very celebrated Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah, I heard it ended really just awesome.
I must admit, I didn't watch it because I haven't been on board the Thrones lately. But but people said it was terrible, right? They hated it.
Yeah.
It drew 13.7 million viewers. That would rank it as the 71st most popular NFL televised game of all time. 71st. Now, again,
that is
fair.
Remarkable, though.
That's not fair, though, in HBO versus like network TV.
True. Plus, the Super Bowl is the biggest event every single year.
But it's just not all the Super Bowl. Any NFL
game.
Yeah,
no, I understand that.
71st on
the
list.
It is funny, though.
That is shocking.
Now, speaking of that, you mentioned, and look, this is something that I saw happening live on social media last night as Game of Thrones was ending. And I was watching Raptors and Bucks, a double overtime game, even though it wasn't really that great of a basketball game.
But it was.
Certainly I was watching it. Yes.
Dramatic. Yeah.
And people were mad that it went to double overtime because, hey, Game of Thrones is starting. I got to turn it off, blah, 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 whatever. And then you started to see all of the tweets and the reactions on social media of people just saying, oh, my God.
This is awful.
I can't believe this is terrible. There's a petition out for them to just totally redo season 8 or the final season of Game of Thrones.
Please.
Yeah, it's gotten totally out of hand. But I was thinking about it, and what is it about tremendous series that enthrall you for so many years and you're invested? They're like these cult, you know, like followings, and they finish so unbelievably poorly.
Well, two things. Number one, by the end, it sounds like the Game of Thrones. They just didn't give a blank anymore by the end, right?
Seriously, they got complacent, like you like to say.
They had another, like, water bottle, like, on the set.
Seriously, did they just say, well, you know what, whatever we throw out there, if we fart...
Make up your own mind, lines. We don't care.
It's like a rock band when they have a few, you know, huge albums, and then, you know, the record company's like, okay, what's next? And they're like... Look, we could literally fart on this record and they would put it out because people would buy it.
It depends on what type of instrumentals you had with it. Sure.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to give you my theory. We'll take one call on the Michigan or anybody else, but since this caller has been holding on the Michigan basketball coaching search, and then I want to give you my theory on the end of series. Is that okay?
Sure. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. It's kind of funny. Like all of these shows, they end up choking. You know, we were having the conversation about choking.
They
see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's go to Chance. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Chance.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, Chancellor.
I've been listening to a lot of radio today. And every time Juwan Howard's name come up, everybody say he can't recruit. He can't recruit. When he has a phone with LeBron James' number in it, Dwayne Wade's number in it, and those two guys got two... are the future best basketball players right in their homes. So what if Juwan Howard can actually get Bron to Detroit? I mean, to Michigan. What if he can get Zion to Michigan? And then you got to keep in mind, his nephew is at the combine now about to go in the NBA. So he has a plug to the young guys that's you know, going to college in the next few years. And ain't like they staying forever, so... 1 year with, you know, Juwan Howard, then they gone. You know, I don't see Juwan can pull out more superstar kids and five-star recruits than any of these guys y'all named.
I don't, but...
They have name recognition.
That sounds simple, but I don't think it is. Tell me who has done that. That has gone back, and even, remember Clyde Drexler went back to Houston? He had all the... He didn't really do anything per se, right? Patrick Ewing has gone back to Georgetown. He's been there 2 years now. Hasn't done much.
Chris Mullen was at St. John's for a bit and left unceremoniously.
And listen, Juwan Howard is 24 years in the NBA, 19 as a player, has worked under Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. It sounds like he's been building for this and working for this for a while. My concern is he's never done it. We can say all we want about what great potential. He's never done it. He's never sat in one recruit's house and tried to get him to go to a school. That doesn't concern you? And listen, I don't think it eliminates him because he does have a very unique resume in every other way. Mm-hmm. But that wouldn't concern you at all?
No, the recruiting aspect doesn't concern me in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, just never having been on a college team, a program, as a coach of any type.
I think it's X's and O's. What's his system? You know, Beilein was a system guy. You knew what they were going to do. He knew the types of players they were going to get. What kind of a system is he going to run? And let's be honest, the NBA game, very different than the college game, especially, you know, at this point. It's a much more clogged, you know, environment out there on the court than it is in the NBA.
Yes. Now, listen, again, he's still certainly entitled to be a candidate, and who knows, maybe Ward Manuel hires him, but just to pin it on, he'll bring in so many great recruits. And the other thing Michigan is so cognizant of is not taking chances on any players and any recruits and anything at all. And that kind of limits your talent pool a little bit from what I understand in college basketball.
It didn't hurt him before. The only difference is Beilein had the ability to get the very best out of, you know, players and better college players than anyone could have imagined.
That made up for the lack of five stars, for sure.
I would agree with that. But Beilein also, they did end up taking the next step as far as the caliber of recruit. I mean, they went from, you know, recruiting guys like Blake McClymans, you know, to Mo Wagner, who Duke wanted, you know, to bring over from Germany. I mean, Mitch McGarry, they ended up getting a few different guys that were at that level.
That's why it's going to be very difficult, obviously, to replace John Beilein. Now, on this HBO thing, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I didn't watch it. You didn't watch it. No. But that doesn't matter. That means we won't give away spoilers. But I was so amused at the immediate reaction.
People were all about giving away spoilers last night on Twitter, though.
Because they were so pissed.
Thank God I wasn't following it. Yeah.
But you asked, why do we always seem unsatisfied when a great series ends?
Mm-hmm.
The Sopranos ending, right? The Seinfeld. People didn't like the Steinfeld.
Even the final season of Mad Men. I love that show. Wasn't very good. I like the final
scene.
Yes, yes. I like that.
Actually.
No. Yeah. No, I agree.
And my thing is, they're probably not as bad at endings of Lost. I loved Lost. I didn't destroy the ending like a lot of people did, but a lot of people absolutely hated it. I think it's because, A, you have this love affair with the show that you've been watching, and nothing will satisfy it. Mm-hmm. And B, you just have expectations so high. Like, what ending to anything ever really, you know, lives up to the expectation? You know, like, so when you have such a high expectation and you've been told and built up at everybody, I think it's almost impossible for them to deliver. I don't know if they really did blow it on Game of Thrones because I didn't watch it.
According to everyone, it was like a waste of 10 years. Everything they invested in, that what they didn't want to happen apparently ended up happening or something. I have no idea. But it is interesting because the longevity of a television show and a series, you do have way more time to be let down. Like, how many times, I don't know, do you see a new movie and you go, boy, the ending really ruined it for me?
Yeah, but you already wasted 2 hours. That's
the thing. It's not as big of a deal.
Life. Right.
No, that's my point. Like, in TV, you have so much time to get excited or start to think, okay, I think this is how it's going to go. I love that character. And then, bam, after 10 years rooting for him, he's gone or whatever it may be. It's so different when it comes to movies.
You have so much more invested in the characters because you've been, as opposed to watching them for 2 hours on the screen, you've been watching them for, 100 hours over however many years. So here's my thing. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I'll tell you what the best ending to a series ever was. And I don't know how many people saw it It was pretty popular at the time. And I'm not going all the way back to Newhart, which everybody loves. That's like the classic best ending ever.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. And the all-time worst endings. I don't think the bad endings have been as bad as people think. But there's one or two that I thought were spectacular endings. Do you have one that you thought was...
I can think of a few.
The
sure.
all-time, in your mind, best.
Mm-hmm.
And the all-time, in your mind, worst. Like Gilligan's Island. When they finally got off the island... I don't even remember the end of Gilligan's Island.
I don't either. Like did they ever get off?
I don't know. Did they ever end? I have no idea.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.